My name's Ross Allen. I'm British. I run the British Department for International Trade here in the US. I'm based in New York, and I've been visiting Rhode Island for a couple of days to talk to businesses here and to try to encourage even stronger trade and investment links between Rhode Island and the UK. So I'd say the starting point is that we have a really strong trade and investment relationship with the US as a whole, but I was looking at the figures for Rhode Island, and it's an excellent relationship there. There are a lot of UK companies operating here who employ a lot of people in the state of Rhode Island. We're your fourth biggest export market as the UK, so we're very pleased with the sort of volumes of trade at the moment. And I say Rhode Island has got lots of advantages in terms of a sort of from a UK firm looking to do business in the States. From some of the companies I've been speaking to yesterday and today, it seems clear that you've got lots of advantages here as a sort of distribution centre, or for for logistics, bringing products in or finding local partners to work with. You've got a very receptive sort of pro-business administration. I know there are plans afoot to try to get sort of free trade zone status for the whole state, which would be an interesting development, and I wish you well with that. But I think there are lots of reasons why they would look at Rhode Island, also New England more generally. Geography plays a part in trade, and it's obviously if you're a UK firm, a lot easier to sort of start thinking about trading with the East Coast and the Northeast of the US first, and then maybe expanding into the rest of the US if things go well.
In a business sense, is Rhode Island on the map in the UK?
Yeah, I think increasingly so. I think there's a degree to which part of our jobs and our US counterparts is always about sometimes educating our clients and customers and business about some of the opportunities outside the most obvious centres. So occasionally US firms, including some Rhode Island, might, when they think about going to the UK, they think, well, we're going to go to London. And the flip side of that, I occasionally see, I'm based in New York, I see companies who arrive in New York, and they British companies, and they say, right, we're going to get an office in Manhattan and we're going to do everything from here. And I spend occasionally a bit of time saying, well, do you really need to be in Manhattan? Where are you based in the UK? Who are your potential clients? Are you aware that Manhattan's very expensive? And we try and encourage them to look at sort of different areas. And from what I've learned a lot in just in this visit about what Rhode Island has to offer, and it sounds as though certainly over the last few years there's been a real shift more of a pro-business mindset and more of an emphasis on international trade and investment, and not just sort of doing things locally. So if I was asked by a British company what sort of welcome will we get, I would say, well, you get a really warm welcome, and there are partners in the area in Rhode Island, both from the government side and the business side, who want to welcome you, want to build links with you, and a lot of it's about sort of collaboration. So we've tried to get away from worrying too much about what's going in what direction. So whether it's somebody from here trading with the UK or vice versa, ultimately growing that transatlantic trade is what is a real benefit. I also want to mention, you did, from Rhode Island, you sent the first trade mission that we had into the UK after our vote to leave the EU. So the vote for the UK to leave the EU was obviously a surprise to most people, and I think from some businesses in certain countries there was sort of intake of breath and sort of what does this mean and so on. And we were very pleased that Rhode Island sort of didn't have an intake of breath; they just went straight ahead with it and turned up. And we had the first sort of delegation in after that, and that was great. We really welcomed that.
That's pretty much all of my questions, but I'm sure there's something really important I haven't asked about. So why don't you tell me what that is and.
I should be ready for that. There's sort of like, do you have a message for the nation type? I guess our overall thing is to say, we're interested in growing the trade investment relationship at both the sort of macro level and the micro level. So the macro level is, as we leave the EU, we could negotiate a trade deal with the US that would unlock even more opportunity. But we're also very keen at the sort of micro level to just carry on doing what we have been doing, which is making those sort of working level introductions. And my view is, if you put American businesses and British businesses in the room together, they will do business. They don't need much hand holding from government. You just need to identify who should be talking to who, and then they'll crack on with it very successfully. So I'm very hopeful that over the next couple of years we'll see progress on both those fronts, so we'll continue to sort of grow things organically. I always think of the trade deal side of things as a bit like opening doors, and then what my team do is like kind of helping people through the door. So hopefully we'll be opening a few more new doors, and we'll be helping a lot more sort of Rhode Island and British businesses through those doors to make new connections with each other and really grow that trade investment relationship even further.